direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
How'd you like that professional countdown?
That was.
You like that? Welcome. Welcome back, everyone, to The Superiority Complex.
Yay.
My guest today is Jessica P. Jessica P., you remember from the zombie episode, which is still probably the second most. No, I'm going to get. It's in, definitely in the top five episodes that people reference.
Deal.
It got surpassed by the number one episode people talk about mm-hmm. and people check out is the Haunted Disneyland episode.
Who was on that one?
It was Julie Kang.
Okay.
Kang the Conqueror.
Okay.
And Matt the Rat from the Chaos After Dark podcast. He, Martin is his co-host now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And they talk about Matt was a maintenance guy, and or Matt was custodial, and Julie worked on Star Tours.
Ooh.
And they tell stories about ghosts that they saw.
Tall tales.
You know, I don't believe in ghosts, but some of them were pretty convinced. Apparently,
I believe in ghosts. I love ghost hunters and all that lame stuff. Love it.
What about Ghostbusters?
Yes, obviously.
You can keep the $5. I've had it. That's my favorite line. I think there's... We're here at Undercity Chaos.
They're right there.
We're at Undercity Comics. Yeah. There are some pop figures of Ghostbusters out that are available now.
I saw the cars that they have out now.
What?
You haven't seen
those? Oh, the pop city. Yeah, they have like a Batmobile,
have a Batmobile. And it's the Adam West Batmobile.
The only Batmobile.
And then they have the Ghostbusters freaking car. And they have a DeLorean from Back
Ectomobile.
To the Future.
The Lego built an, I can't even work. Yes, thank you.
What?
And then it converts to the one without wheel, to the flying DeLorean, which this year, we're 2015. Here we go.
I'm waiting. Well, everyone has those hats now, the Marty McFly, like rainbow, you know, hats. They have those hoverboards. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk rode one. Now we just need the Cubs to win the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. I got Super Bowl on my brain.
Cubbies to win the Cubs, World
Cubs
Series.
Cubs need to win the World Series. No, they don't. The Dodgers need to do it.
He called them the Cubbies.
It does say Cubbies.
Yeah, he's like the Cubbies.
But I will tell you that speaking of Super Bowl, we're recording this. This will be released. We'll still have a few weeks of playoff football left. But I just want you to know that whoever wins, I was rooting for them all the time. So let me...
For the record,
let me just say, you know, that's it. I was rooting for him. You know, good job, guys.
I'm proud of you, Mario.
All year, whoever you guys are, whoever wins that thing.
I've always been your truest fan.
I know you're not a big sports guy. Do you have an NFL team or do you not care?
I prefer the Saints only because when I was in New Orleans once, I watched like the game and stuff there, not at the stadium because I'm poor, but like at the little bars. And it was just fun the way they celebrate like watching the game, even when they lose and stuff. It's not like here where people are like, oh, I'm so mad, bro. Like they get so mad. Like there, they were just like, oh, try again. Like, it's so nice. And during every commercial break, a band would play. And I'm like, this is so great.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Here, it's like, oh, I'm going to get stabbed in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dub-dub. B-dub-dub.
My God, you sound like half of the people after like three beers.
Gotta get some dry rub at B-dub-dub.
Please don't ever
that does
say
not
that.
Sound like you're going to get wings, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think of wet things with wings.
moist things.
Ah, that word.
Everybody hates. There was a. I remember when I was a kid. I think it was like the year that Martin Short was on Saturday Night Live. I think it was Martin Short. I don't remember. I'm going to have to Google this. But he went into a pet store and he wanted a moist animal. Might have been Gilbert Gottfried. I can't remember. He's like, do you have any moist animals? I can't
what
remember.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But he just kept going moist and rubbing his finger.
Oh, what is he going to do to this animal? Oh, that makes me sad.
That makes me. So you were telling me on the way in, I cut you off because I want you to save it.
Oh, God.
We're here at beautiful Undercity Comics. Now they've merged locations. They had an East Whittier location. Now they're all merged here
after the merger
in Uptown. After the merger, so now they're every the
Why
their headquarters.
Tell me, my hair was like insane right now. Hold the freaking phone.
Wait, how did you see that? Oh, in the...
Yeah, come on. I'm a woman. Anything with a reflection. I'm like, yeah, right. Hey.
I think for you, it's just any shiny object.
It truly is. Just the glimmer of this pen. I'm like, oh, I can see something. My blob looks amazing.
Oh, my blob. Oh, my blob. So, let me... What your blob looks amazing? Is
that because it's a pen. You can't see, like, really well. Oh, yeah.
You're just a blob. A brown
but
spot.
But a great looking blob.
What is that from Arrested Development? She's just a brown spot with spikes.
I thought of Arrested Development today because, you know, CJ works at Sprouts or whatever. And
or whatever.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
I take no interest in my boyfriend's comings and goings. I take no interest
in
his
life.
I know
where he works.
Or whatever.
Shut up. He works at Sprouts.
What's your boyfriend do? Oh, he's a director or something.
That's Spielberg guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, long story short, now that my story's not even going to be cool. He was talking yesterday about how they got a new, like, setup for their bananas because he's a manager in the produce department.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all I kept thinking was banana stand.
Yeah,
so today,
he texted,
like, I was talking to him today via text message, and he's like, there's just a lot going on in the store. And I just said it. I'm like construction on the banana stand. And I just, in my head.
That was it? That was your big joke?
It wasn't a joke. It was just a great thought.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was definitely your top five.
I felt like I was on an inside joke with myself.
You're an idiot. That's why I brought you in. I brought you in. Firepower. You bring the fire. You do heavy damage. You do heavy damage.
Demolition, son.
So let me ask you. You said when you were driving in.
Yes.
Whittier, which is, you know, my hometown.
Strange place.
Why? You said it makes you uncomfortable.
I don't know how it makes me
it
feel.
It makes you so uncomfortable. I added the extra syllable to uncomfortable.
Do it one more time.
Uncomfortable.
God, we mean business.
We do. We're this is strong. Yeah. Anybody who's listening for the first time is like, "What? How have I been missing this for so long?
Right?
Where has this been all my life?"
It's just a strange. It almost seems unreal to me. Like it's the sun for some reason shines a little bit brighter, but at the same time, it's also as sad. It's like Anaheim and stuff like that.
You know what? There are parts.
Are we closer to the sun?
We are closer.
Are we
to the
like
sun.
Elevation-wise?
You're closer to Los Angeles.
Elevation-wise, are we closer
I don't know.
To the sun?
I don't know what the elevation change is between... Where do you live? You live in Orange?
I live in Orange.
Orange. I think that's probably the problem. I mentioned to you, you see your little circle, orange circle and all that, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, there's something better. Like, Uptown Whittier is so much better than...
No.
And that's probably what makes you feel...
I'm not envious of this Portland knockoff town.
You know who founded Whittier?
Someone from Oregon.
The Quakers. It's a Quaker town.
Yeah, see? That's it's terrible.
Maybe you're getting the vibe of Richard Nixon, who was
I don't know what I'm getting
here.
The vibe of, but it's one of those things where I'm not sure if I can trust it yet. That's it. I'm very wary, but I'm also open-minded.
Do you
like,
want me to tell you?
Cute.
Do you want
that's
me to tell
cool.
you something that's awesome?
Hmm.
The seat where you're sitting in now.
Uh-oh.
We are probably about a quarter of a mile.
Yes.
All right. We are a quarter of a mile east Hill Valley High School.
Yeah, I remember seeing that
yeah,
with
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Hill Valley. So, come on.
That is cool.
Come on.
But also, that was a terrible school at the same time.
No, it wasn't.
The principal was smacking people with magazines, calling people slackers.
You're a slacker. My favorite is in is in Back to the Future 2, which we just talked about. But when they do the drive-by on Strickland's house and he comes out with a shotgun, he's like, eat lead, slackers!
Oh, my God, right? And his wife beater and his little vest.
If it ever comes to the zombie apocalypse, that's exactly what I'm saying as I go out.
Eat just, lead, slackers?
Yeah, yeah, just firing blindly. What I want to know in all of the zombie movies, like in Walking Dead,
yes.
right? Was there no zombie folklore? Have they never heard of a zombie? Like,
because no one's used the
no
word
one's
zombie.
Used it, or no one's talked about it. Like, I saw a movie like this, or nobody references anything.
They don't, huh?
No.
I don't know. That's
but it's like
question.
That in every zombie movie. It's like an unwritten rule that you never...
Is there any zombie movie that they call them freaking zombies?
Nope. No.
You've researched this.
Well, it's like a well-known ism.
Because, yeah, we share all the same things. Like even
they live in our world. The CDC's in Atlanta. You know, Washington.
The music's the same. Yeah. Like all that.
But it's a world where zombies never. It'd be like all of a sudden something like a portal opened up today. And something that we've never knew existed.
Yeah.
Existed.
Twilight Zone.
But in some other universe, people read about it and they're like, how do they not know about this? It's the multiverse at work.
Maybe they're going to explain that in the LA one of The Walking Dead.
No, they won't.
You don't fucking know.
Wow. Straight with the F-bomb.
Am I going to get fined?
No, you're fine. Okay. You are fine. See what I did there?
That was a ghost saying, yeah, good one.
You made a Halloween noise. That's perfect. speaking of the multiverse, you are wearing a shirt which features Batman and Nightwing and they're making out.
They're definitely locking lips.
It is, but you can't really tell what it is. I thought it was just like an abstract sort of.
So artsy because it is. In Whittier.
Yeah, no. That's Whittier, that'd be like spray painted on the side of a building.
It looks like spray paint.
Oh, then. Perfect. I'm distracted by all of the ink you've got going. You went under the other arm.
I've had that for a while.
Because for a while, I only knew because you had the one on your
this
left arm.
This is the longest. Yeah. This is the oldest.
Yes.
My oldest child.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going down to the what's on the right arm here?
The right arm is just like lace and Hawaiian lace
radio.
And like Hawaiian flowers falling over it.
What gave you that idea? What made you want to do that one?
No idea. So I like lace. I think it's pretty.
Are you going to do all the way down or are you just going to keep it upper arm?
I haven't gotten anything done in years. Like, it's literally been years now. So I don't think I'm going to maybe get things touched up. I still want my I Love Lucy and friggin' Ricky Ricardo tattoo, the cartoon characters. That's going to happen.
Oh, the one from the...
From the original, like, yeah, commercials, when the they would stick do the, figure
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the little... That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you're a big fan of that show.
If anyone steals it, I'll kill you.
It's too late. Somebody's already doing it right now while they're listening to the podcast.
Oh,
and laughed at you, and laughing at you. You know anybody? You know other people can have tattoos, right? It's not like a copyrighted thing.
I know, but I'm saying because I do know people who listen to this. That if I see anyone with it, I will cut them.
Speaking of which, I went out to eat last night, and
good for you.
Thank you. I'm an adult who can obtain my own food without hunting for it.
You're a gatherer.
The woman had this really awesome. I can't remember the name of the artist.
The woman?
That was her tattoo. Our waitress.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's a Darth Vader.
And his little pot is like the Death Star.
It's a sugar cube Darth Vader. It's a Dia de los Muertos Darth Vader. And he's popping out of it. It's very cartoony. He's popping
that
out of a little Death Star. Let me see if I can find that the name of that artist.
Artiste.
Oh, there it is. Jose Pulido. Pulido. And he has a lot of these. He's got a... I'll put a link. There's a Yoda. There's a...
Ooh, walking a dog. Mermaids. That's cool.
There's an R2-D2 and C-3PO. They're very cartoony and very fun and very Johnny Cash.
That's cute. I like those. Those are really cute.
Jose Pulido is his name. So please.
How big was that tattoo, though?
She had
that was huge.
It was probably the size of the...
like this, right?
I'd say the bottom half of your heart
that
tattoo.
That was a big tattoo.
Yeah, but she had it right here on her bicep.
Ah,
yeah, it was cool. It was really. She had another one on her. There was a rose, and it was like a really. I don't see. I would never get a tattoo, but I can appreciate the.
Did the wife already get a tattoo, or she wants one?
She has. She. We're giving away a lot of information about it. She has. She's had one for a while, and she's not happy with it because she got it when she was younger, and she's like, "Well, this was. I don't like this." So she's going to either get it expanded, or she's going to.
Is it an 8-ball that says crazy 8?
Yeah. Yeah. It's she got a 100 statue.
She was rolling with that gang.
Word. It's a spider web on her elbow.
Yeah.
And she's not.
Couple teardrops. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
It's the mask.
Don't ask what those are about.
It just says smile now, cry later is all it says. Yeah.
Motto.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You're busting down with the Spanish. How did that make you feel? See, now you're getting into the Whittier thing.
I just saw my great grandmother's birth or marriage certificate the other
day. Wait. Let's put a pin in your great grandma's birth certificate.
That's weird.
You do not compare Whittier to Anaheim. Are you kidding me?
Anaheim. Why? Why is this stopping? What?
Anaheim is a hole.
What are you talking about? Oh,
it's Tweaker Central. All right. Go ahead.
That's why I'm so thug life.
Word. Go ahead.
It's really not even a great story.
You found your great grandma's birth certificate. This is what we
her marriage certificate.
You said birth certificate.
No, I know. And then I changed it. It was her marriage certificate.
You just changed it right now. Is when
no,
you
I didn't. Let the records show.
We will. We'll play it back.
Yes.
People are rewinding
the
right
records
now.
Records show.
The people who have not tuned out already are.
Yeah, right.
They've rewound
it. They're like, man, they've really gone off the deep end.
It's okay. That's what we're here for. We have no plan today. We're
free forming. Her maiden name apparently, like, was Vato. And, like, that's how you pronounced it. She's from Italy.
Yeah. That's a legitimate name.
But I thought my mom was just trying to be a gangster when she said that.
Word.
She's like, it's Vato. I'm like, okay, mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a legitimate name. The
thank you.
I think the bassist for Oingo Boingo was Johnny Vato, I think. Or it was either Vato or Vatos. I will look it up right now. So
Google it.
Please tell us a story while you're... Oh, it's Johnny Vatos.
Ooh, plural.
Oh, it's, and that's not his, that's a stage name. It's, his last name is Hernandez. So I'm assuming he.
Hernandez to Vatos? I want to punch people.
Well, it's Vatos.
Why do people do that? Don't change your name. If I'm going to be a great, awesome movie star, you bet your bottom dollar I'm keeping Jessica Panter.
Well, yeah, because then people could just put in the sex in quotes. You know what I mean?
Jessica Sex Panther.
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, that's what,
don't ruin my stage name,
that,
man.
That would be your stage name. You could play that game where you make the stripper name and then, what is it? It's your...
The street you were born on and your, or you grew up on and like your first pet or something. That's one of them.
It's your childhood pet and your mom's maiden name.
That's weird. I would not want my stripper name to have a direct correlation with my mom's maiden name.
Why not?
So every time I'm greasing up that pole, I'm just freaking like, oh, my name's so cool. After my mom.
So what would be your name?
If I did which one?
Your favorite childhood pet and your mom's maiden name.
That's weird.
What would it be? We're really morning radio. We're like KLOS morning radio.
It would be
radio
Kitty
radio.
Wolf.
Oh my gosh! How would you not?
That's so weird.
Kitty Wolf.
Kitty Wolf.
That would be awesome. I would be Snoopy Marquez.
W-U-L-F.
Wolf. Oh, you're super German. Wolf. So you're German and Italian?
Yes.
The potential for drunkenness and rage is really... That's awesome.
Just put a little Irish in me.
There you go.
Elbows up.
I'm sure you have. But what?
Gross. Hello.
Nobody? Thank you. Are you researching your family? Is that what's going on? You're getting into some family history?
No, but my uncle didn't even give me anything. He gave my sister, like, a whole family tree thing of our lineage.
Yes. Is he doing, is he getting in that age where he's getting into, he's going like on ancestry.com?
Probably. I don't know. But he didn't even give me anything.
Well, do you,
he gave her a whole packet.
Have you ever,
I got nothing.
Have you ever had a conversation with yourself? You don't take much seriously. I don't, maybe your uncle just knows, meh.
You kidding me? I'm like the smartest. This is saying something about the daughters in our family.
You know they might listen to this.
Go ahead. They know it. It's okay. I am the smartest one out of all of them. Yeah, take that in America. That's saying something. We may have good looks.
Well, you see, I feel like that's where you really got shortchanged.
Well played.
I'm kidding.
Well played.
You know what? You know what?
Christina's going to school, though.
Not,
like, she's smart.
You know you're not dumb, right?
No, I know I'm not dumb. I know I'm super smart. Like, I really am. No, I kick ass.
You just said super. Like, you just said, like... You just did a Wile E. Coyote. I'm super genius. That's exactly what you did. So you're super smart.
I'm super smart. Only though in the stuff that like interests me.
Yeah. You're like any other nerd. You absorb all of the pop culture and stuff that you like.
It's not even pop culture though. Everything that I'm knowledgeable on and stuff is like food related.
Perfect.
That's just like your body and like how it works and freaking food going in your body and all that stuff. That's what I'm smart about.
Your intellect has just blown me away. That description. I stand here.
Can't you wait till I'm a professional?
I know. You're going to be a dietitian. Is that correct?
Dietetic technician, yes.
What does that mean?
It's right underneath a registered dietitian.
So what does this mean? You're a diet tech.
They use the word like nutritionist, even though that's not like the legit word for it and stuff. You can do a lot of things with it. You can work in a hospital. That's what a lot of people do. They work in hospitals, and for people with, like, you know, just simple things like high blood pressure or, like, even major things like dysphagia and everything.
What is dysphagia?
That's the swallowing. Like, when you get older, sometimes it's hard to swallow, so you do different levels of, like, pureed foods or soft foods. It's called a mechanical diet.
Dysphagia. I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
It sounds like an album that, like, Rush would have put out. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Dysphagia.
And then, like, kind of a swirly 3D cover. Yeah, and then
90 minutes of music I can't listen to.
Per usual.
I hate Rush. I'm
enjoying my company.
You are. You're having a good time.
This is every day.
Is this what it's like in your head all the time?
All the time.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So get me committed after this.
No, you're fine. You're doing a great job. You're bringing a lot of energy. I tend to be low energy sometimes because I like to let my guests shine. But with you, I feel like I'm a second from having to put out a fire at all times. So you really have me up on my
up on your toes.
I'm on my game right now. I'm on my A game.
Hold on to your knickers. Get ready.
You know what I love is that no one laughs at your jokes harder than you do.
I appreciate everything that I say. I am my biggest fan.
You should be. No one's going to love you if you don't love yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty awesome.
You are pretty awesome.
Sometimes. So,
let's talk about, you're the only person I know that will. Well, no, I was going to try to do a panel and it just fell apart, but let's talk about this season of The Walking Dead, man.
Let's get serious.
Let's get into it because I know you're a huge fan of The Walking Dead. The comics and the...
I haven't been keeping up on the comics, though. I was actually very envious right now looking over there because I'm so far behind. I'm like in the teens still.
Take a couple of those with you. I have no authority to give those to you. Just go ahead.
Jam
some in your purse. I don't think Renee will mind. I don't know if you can hear us.
From the record.
There you go. No, it's fine. I do my own editing. It's fine. I don't edit.
No one ever has to know.
I never edit. I feel like it's cheating.
When you edit?
Yeah, because if you say it, it's got to be out there.
That's how some of the best like YouTube remixes come about, though.
Is that true?
It's editing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Give me your favorite YouTube remix.
I don't know. I don't even watch. The only one I know is like the We Gonna Find You, like that guy.
What is that?
You don't know that?
No.
The, well.
It's not helping me.
It's like the hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Not really. Okay, so back to The Walking Dead.
Yes.
What did you think of the season as a whole?
So far?
You as a whole. What have you thought of this season?
Like me, like as a complete person?
No, you as a...
As a whole.
Yeah, exactly. No, you as a whole, so far this season, up to, we're at the break point, we're at the midway break, the mid-season break. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the season so far? Are you disappointed?
I'm not disappointed. I don't think you should be disappointed with the show because you shouldn't have high expectations of anything.
That's my rule for, listen guys, that is my dating advice. It's true. Keep your expectations low.
you'll never be disappointed.
Right? You'll never be disappointed.
No. I mean, like, because it's given you so many good things and stuff like that. Like, if it wants to take a little bit of a chill break, like, it's still giving you some good material.
I feel like there was maybe one episode here that kind of fell off. And I think
you were right about it being a little repetitive in the writing. Like the getting to know a character and then it's like, bye.
Yeah. But yeah. It's harder. They're saving those surprising moments for few and far between, but I think sometimes they're more effective in a way. But
I want like a real big surprise, like death again, though, because they did a couple of those, I think last time, like in the last couple seasons.
They did.
Like honestly, the Shane thing, the sure. Shane one was like, you knew why they were going out there and stuff like that. But be real, like, he was one of the best, like, this is before they were just dropping, like, flies, main characters. So you were like, no, they couldn't do that. And then it's like, oh, bye, Shane. Bye.
So. They did it. And then Herschel was a big one.
That still very pulls on those heartstrings.
Yeah, they had him in the flashback, and you were just like, oh.
Why?
Herschel. Now, the thing that bothered me, spoiler alert, about Beth's death is we talked about it. The writing to me, it kind of annoyed me that Maggie didn't care.
Right? Dude, right? The whole time, Maggie's just like, she never mentioned sister. And then it's just like, hey.
Yeah, they don't mention the sister at all. And then all of a sudden, and you, I think you brought it up. You're like, or maybe it was Nicole. Like, it was like, of all people, Michonne's like, hey, we found your sister. And she's going to be okay.
I brought that up. Yeah, I brought it up.
And you're because like,
why would you ever tell, no one in that group ever assumes everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's just like, everything's going to be great.
Is that who I think it is out there? No. Oh, no, it's not. It looked like Matt out there. I was going to tell him to come in.
He looks like Team Zisu.
He looked a little bit. I thought it was Matt the Rat. Does that look? There's a Matt the Rat lookalike out there. I should bring him in. He literally looks exactly like the host of the Chaos After Dark podcast.
Now he just thinks this place is creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Because
a bunch of people in a room with headphones are looking at him and talking about him.
Through a glass wall. Through a glass wall. Renee Bravo is in the room.
Hello.
I hope we picked that up. So, Renee, did you like this last season of Walking Dead, or did you catch it?
I watched the first two episodes. It was really good. I just didn't get a chance to catch the rest of them. But people told me on Facebook what because people.
Wait, you're not on that one. No. I don't know where that.
This one's number two.
Keep okay, now do it.
Okay, hello.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, because on that one. I only watched the first two episodes, but then I didn't get to finish it because I got rid of my cable provider. But a lot of people told me what happened in it, like who died.
Yeah,
who died. So I was like, oh.
It's not a spoiler though. If you enjoy
it really
the show,
yeah,
you can't be mad at spoiler. If anything, you're more excited because you're like, I can't wait to see it now.
Yeah,
that's a positive spin.
You're welcome.
Really quick. Because she's gonna get mad when I mention this show. But
oh god, Battlestar Galactica,
the greatest show of all time. How do you feel about the news that Netflix is dropping all the BBC stuff, Doctor Who?
I'm really mad at that because it was funny because this morning I go in my Netflix and it shows like the first because you know how as soon as you open your Netflix it shows you like what you can watch like right now.
Yeah.
It shows Sherlock right there.
not for long, buddy. Yeah, not for long.
Because that's why I'm watching Doctor Who right now at the shop. You know,
I'm gonna have to finally invest in those DVDs, and I've been I've watched the whole thing for free the whole time.
I know, me too, and I want to get the Blu-ray collection. But it's like $300. Yeah, I know, but it seems worth it.
I can't
though.
Pull the trigger on something like that. Maybe
it's not Blu-ray. Worth it.
It is worth it.
It is
not worth
it.
I'll tell you what I bought on Blu-ray in a minute, and you're gonna cry.
Doctor, who
thank
cares?
You. Thank you, Renee.
Bye, Renee.
What did you just say?
What?
You can walk your little
What's
butt
happening?
Right out of this room.
What's happening?
So we were talking about Walking Dead.
Yes. Let's go back to something that matters.
Whoa.
Ooh. Burn. Yes. Should I take you to the emergency room?
Mm-hmm.
To the burn ward?
You can suck it. All right. So, Walking Dead.
Yes.
This season, where do you rank it? Is it? With the other seasons, because we're in what, season five now?
Yeah.
Do you feel it's on par? What do you think so far has been the best season?
Ugh, honestly, like all the back season stuff, I'm very terrible at like differentiating exactly what season and stuff.
Yes.
I really, a lot of people hated the season that they were on Herschel's farm, and I actually liked it because I thought there was a lot of character development that now. Really helps
it's
you
kind of
in watching.
Off.
Yeah. And people were so just bummed out and stuff, but they had some kick-ass scenes.
Well, people want, I think with season two, they were waiting, all the money was spent on that last.
But that was a good scene with the barn and stuff like that burning.
Well, then you have the whole thing with Sophia going on.
Yeah.
And
Carl was freaking shot.
I don't think it's as people tended to look at that and say it's a bad season.
I liked it.
I don't think it's a bad season. I think it just slowed everything down, which sometimes you need to do that. It can't be zombies every week. it can't be zombies every week.
Right? Life can't be that hard. Like, you're already effed. Like life tell, can't be
like
that
I tell people
hard.
When we get serious on this podcast sometimes, it can't always be hobbits and lightsabers, you guys. I didn't see the last Hobbit movie, was it?
I did.
Did you? I was underwhelmed by the whole Hobbit trilogy.
Underwhelmed? Like, you just weren't...
Yeah, I
didn't do anything for you?
Not really.
Didn't get your jollies off?
Let me see. Let me put it to you this way. I still haven't seen the last one.
Yeah, the recent one.
Yeah.
You said that.
I haven't seen it. I know, but I'm...
It's cool. It's, like, action-packed, and that's what I like. I like, a lot of action. And my favorite part of this Hobbit, without any giving anything, like, away, was just that, like, it went straight into friggin' shit's going down. Like, and that's what I liked about it. That's all. That's it. It was good.
How long is the movie?
I don't know. 2.5 hours.
Is it really?
And yeah.
Is it just one long battle scene?
No. Well, because, you know, there's a couple battles. There's the whole dragon drama. And then there's, like, the whole freaking giant war. And
How was my man Benedict Cumberbatch as the...
Who's that?
He was the voice of the dragon.
The voice of the dragon was just amazing. The Sherlock. Best dragon voice I have ever heard.
By the way, guys, quick video game review. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The dragons in Dragon Age Inquisition make the dragons in Skyrim look like Spyro the Dragon.
Shut up.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Spyro's so cute.
Yeah, these dragons in Dragon Age are serious business.
Nice.
You know what's weird?
I'm going to write that down.
Let me tell you, what video game console are you using currently?
I have, well, in the house, we have 2 PlayStation 3s.
So, a PlayStation 6?
We have... Shut up. We have a Vita, and we have...
A Vita Vita Vegemin.
Vita Vita Vegemin.
You've made that joke a million times, haven't you? Is that what you call it?
But what did... Oh, frick. Oh, CJ's, like, in love with his Vita. Like, if there was a mistress in his life, it was
That's
his
it.
Vita.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I just joke around and have, like, this hatred for the Vita.
Sure.
Like, whenever it's around, I'm like, oh, you brought her. Like, blah, blah, blah. And so, I remember one of the first times it fell on the side of the bed. And, like, with my bed frame and stuff like that, it's you have to move the bed to get it because there's, like, poles and stuff. And it fell down there, and he was so bummed out. He was like, no. And I was just like, hasta la vida, baby. Oh, my. And I loved it.
Look how happy you are.
It was the greatest moment of my life at that point. Because it was like, boom, you're down, bitch. Boom, I'm going to hurt your feelings. And I'm hilarious.
Yeah, it all came together.
It did.
Your whole life was leading.
It was a shining moment.
Your whole life was leading up to that moment. Think about it. Everything that's happening in your life.
Hasta la vida, baby.
That is a good one. Did he laugh?
He did. He thought it was stupid, but he laughed.
That's the best.
He thinks most of the things I say are really stupid.
Yeah, you do say dumb stuff.
I do.
But you're so proud of them that it's hard not to get
it.
It's infectious.
You just have to be like, okay.
So you have the Vita, you have the PlayStation, you have the...
We have a Wii, like first generation Wii.
Are you on any next gen consoles like Xbox One or PlayStation 4?
No.
Okay, so you can get Dragon Age for...
PS3.
But the thing is, I always say that I don't like... I'm always like, oh, I don't like fantasy. I don't... That stuff bores me. But then I start playing... Yeah, it's called Dragon Age Inquisition. And it's, you would like it because even if he's playing it, it's a lot of like, you need to talk to this person, make this decision. Where
is it
go. It's like a role
playing.
It's one person. You can play multiplayer online where you just battle.
I actually prefer watching him play.
It's cool because it's kind of like a role playing game because you have to level up and you build your armor and your weapons. And then more you get, it's kind of like, you know, Zelda. So you're getting...
He liked that.
You're leveling up and then you're fighting. But
I just want to see these dragons.
They are awesome. It's crazy how long it took me to bring down my first dragon. And there's, I guess, 10 in the game that you have to bring down.
Hey, Zeus.
It's a huge... I mean, I've put hours into this game.
Do people even still play Skyrim?
I think they do. I mean, it's last generation, but I'm sure people still play it.
Yeah. I don't know. Just you heard only... It's like CrossFit. You only heard about Skyrim, and now it's gone.
Don't bring up CrossFit.
Why? I'll throw it out there right now that I am not an advocate for CrossFit. I'm an advocate for people working out, working on their bodies, you know, keep it tight, keep it right. That's cool. But CrossFit does to me, I don't know.
I have issues with, the cult.
It's kind cult of a following.
Cult, it's a cult mentality.
The
like
following, by the way, good show.
Some of the words I've never seen.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Some of the language that's used kind of reminds me of people that are like in a cult.
What do they say? I don't even. Well, know. Well,
you
know,
they just have like there's a certain way they talk, and then they have like they like name their workouts and like they after certain people. And
what?
It's weird.
What?
I don't know.
Like, this is the Taylor Swift, and
I, you know,
you
I,
just cry, and that's an ab workout. Yeah.
We'll research. We'll do some hasty research in the break.
Yeah,
and we'll come back with a well-informed, 30-second argument. No, I don't know. I just get. It just reminds me of the people. It's just anybody.
My thing is whatever. Say whatever you want. Name whatever you want. That's cool, I guess. But I don't know just about. The whole thing, like, I feel like people who are not well, like, educated and trained to teach these things are teaching people. And then you just, it's like a domino effect, you know, the teacher tells the student, and then the student becomes a teacher to someone else. And it's like, you can have this whole chain of just, like, you know, wrong movements that can really seriously hurt you.
You just broke down how the Sith came to power.
I did.
Oh, my God.
I did. And that's CrossFit. Watch out, people.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on that note. We just came in on that. You whispering that you're Batman. You are you Batman?
Nah, Michael Keaton's Batman.
You prefer who is your Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Keaton's your Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Renee, who's your Batman?
Bruce Timm.
Who?
Bruce Timm, the guy that did the voice of Batman.
Oh yeah, the guy from the animated cartoon? In the animated series.
That was a good cartoon.
Yes, it was.
But he is not Batman.
It's Michael Keaton all the way.
Michael Keaton.
What about Clooney? Clooney's not your Batman?
Oh my God, they just watched that one the other day in the living room and we couldn't stop laughing. We're like, it's so terrible. And Matt brought up a really good point.
Yes.
Clooney does this thing with his head when he talks. He's like a bobblehead. He like can't stop moving his
always,
head.
Well, this is a joke. He always does the sideways tilt. And that's why.
He's like a puppy.
That was the joke that everybody said. Like, he's in the Batman cowl. How is he not going to be able to move his head? That was
they
a big,
did it on purpose.
That was a big deal. They lock his head in that position.
They're like, how do we know it's Clooney?
And put nipples on the bat suit.
Those were like in the boobs on Batgirl were just like, okay, we get it.
Who was it
Alicia Silverstone.
What happened to Alicia Silverstone?
She became a vegan and died.
Is that true?
No, she's alive, but she's still a vegan.
As a nutritionist, as a diet, what is it? Dietary technician?
Dietetic technician. Nutritionist, same like.
As a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go vegan or vegetarian?
You can do whatever you want. Honestly, people who
you've gone through a vegetarian phase. Are you back on the meat?
Yeah, I eat meat. Like, I was vegan actually for a long time, and being a vegan and stuff, like, it's fine as long as you're like educated on what foods to eat to like replace like calcium. Like, you need to eat higher calcium, like vegetables and stuff like that. But you don't have to eat meat. You
Let
know?
Me ask you a question. We're a vegan for a long time, and yet your first thing about Whittier is the complaint that there's too many hippies around.
I said hipsters.
Hipsters. There's not a lot of hipsters. Well, Whittier College is right up the street.
Should be burned.
It's all those darn college kids.
All those darn college kids.
Eventually, the world's going to run out of bourbon, and then they'll be really screwed. Oh, they'll just go to rye.
What are all these things you're talking about? Where's rye? Wait, are you talking about rye whiskey?
Yeah.
Thought you were talking about bars. I was like, what are you saying? I don't understand. I don't know Whittier knowledge.
God, I really hope somebody's listening for the first time because this would be grand. This is one of my favorite episodes.
Like, is this the special needs episode?
It is. It is. So we're gonna do. We're gonna stop talking about CrossFit. We're gonna get off of that. We're gonna get off of that because that's
first thing about not doing CrossFit. Is you can't talk about CrossFit.
That's right. Okay, so we're gonna do the Marcel Proust questionnaire. Ooh. A variation of this is what's his name used to use on Inside the Actor Studio.
John Lipton.
Yeah, and is it Lipton? Is it John Lipton?
It's Lipton.
James Lipton.
James Lipton.
James Lipton. I used to love when Will Ferrell would do the James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there like,
Are you ready?
Yes.
So let's ask some of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we had you random. The way we did this, I had Jessica, before we started, randomly give me 10 numbers. And now those numbers are
My questionnaire.
They're corresponding with the questionnaire. Because I did the questionnaire with my guest last week, and it took up a whole hour, so we're not going to quite go into it that much. But I just wanted to get one full questionnaire done. And my guest, to her, Rebecca was here, and to her credit, was game, answered all the questions, no matter how difficult, was very honest. It was really, really fun conversation. So,
are you telling me to be honest?
No, you can lie if you want. Who cares? It's a podcast. Nobody's listening.
Nobody will know.
So here we go. The first question that you chose was, what is it that you most dislike?
Like, in the world?
What is it that you most dislike? That's the question.
Is it sad? My first response is people. The first thing that pops into my head is just people.
People in general.
Just people in general.
Perfect.
I love people, but I hate people.
You're a curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Am I Jewish?
You know what you are? You're Fred Mertz. Fred Mertz.
I am. I love certain people, and I can't. For my defense, though, I give people the benefit of the doubt. But once that little, trigger hits in my head that you are not a person I want to talk to, I'll be nice, but...
We've been friends for a long time. I'm surprised, because you and I both have that. We both have that. Because I think I've mentioned it before. There's only two things I hate. Everyone and everybody.
Yeah.
Or everything and everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
It's a good way to live.
It is. It keeps you...
you young.
Yeah. Hey, Sherlock Holmes was the same way.
Right. All right.
Number 20. Number two. Well, you... Okay, so the next one, number two. Who are your favorite writers?
Favorite writers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not big on authors and stuff like that.
You know,
I'm not a big book person. I take recommendations and I just get random books and I don't know who they're written by. So maybe I'm bad at that. Maybe I should acknowledge.
I don't know. I read this thing, Great Expectations. I don't know who wrote it.
Isn't that Jane lady?
Some dude. Great Expectations, Charles Dickens.
No. See? Don't ask me.
That Jane lady. You know what, Jane Austen?
That's the broad.
Oh, nice. All right. Well,
yeah, I'm not good with... read things. And I just read. If I like them, that's awesome.
I love your honesty. What? This is such a weird question. What are your favorite names?
Jessica.
Aside from that?
Aside from Jessica? I don't know. There's a lot of nice names out there. I like exotic names, but at the same time, I'm like, don't get too exotic on me.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go like an Apple. Like, you don't want to go Apple.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull a Coldplay.
Thank God. Is that band over yet, please?
No, and Coldplay, the old stuff's still good. I don't know what they're doing now. We lost contact through the years. You know what happens? We grow.
Who's your band right now? Because for a while, I know you were a big Killers fan.
I dabble in all the same music that I always have listened to. Like, I like to listen to some Oasis. I listen to She and Him, all the time.
Yes, you like a Zoe DeChanel.
I have The Strokes still on my
I was going to say, you're also a big fan of The Strokes, yeah.
I like Cascade. Besides country music, I like a lot of stuff. I like my classical stuff. I have my 20s tunes that I jam out to.
Somebody did a mashup of all these six, they picked six of the biggest country songs from the last couple of years and they mashed them up and they line up perfectly. Like, they'll have the same.
I'm going to do what you said, by the way, one time.
What's that?
Like, right now, I was listening to some Britney Spears on the way here.
Oh, you're just going to randomly look
I'm
at
gonna,
your...
Yeah, do the shuffle.
You're going to do... Yeah, let's do that real quick. Let's make that a question. Give me a...
How do we do it? We'll go to song.
Go to your iPod and you hit shuffle. And what's the first song that comes up?
The first song is Lana Del Rey, Blue Velvet. Let's do the next one. She and Him.
Oh, I like She and Him.
Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins.
Will you like Jenny Lewis?
The Strokes.
There you go.
Hello, Goodbye.
By who?
Oh, Sweeney Todd soundtrack.
Wait. Who's who? Hello, Goodbye.
By? That's the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anna Karenina friggin' soundtrack. Look like at you. That. Loving it. I like soundtracks. Look, Frozen.
Who wrote Anna Karenina?
The book?
Yes.
Something Leo Tversky or something like Tolstoy. That.
Leo Tversky, I think, was the... Yeah. I think he was my landlord for a little while.
Leo Tversky.
All right. Now
your rent's a week late.
I like how you're doing the lady from the lady slug from Monsters Inc.
Incorporated.
Yeah. So what did you say you liked? So you like name? We didn't get a name.
These are going to be the worst answers you've ever.
When
done.
And where were you the happiest?
Aw, that's a good question.
Yeah. Are you prepared to answer something like that?
Yeah, actually, I feel like the other day, because I feel like life gets hard sometimes.
It certainly does. Know? Please tell me it was when you made the hasta la vida joke.
No, but that is a classic. I would say, like, that it was... I've had a lot of, like, happy moments and stuff like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But at this moment, like, the most recent happiest moment I had... was I've just been, like, having, like, a lot of bad days and stuff, just, like, having some hard times. And I went to my parents' house when they were at work and everything, and my dog stays there, like, most of the time. So I went there by myself, like, hung out with my dog, and, like, just, I did, like, and I'm not an advocate for yoga as, like, a fitness thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's more... like a meditation thing, which is still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a like yoga and stuff like that at home. And I just like got this clear mind. And I like just sat outside with my dog with no phone, no anything. And she's just like sitting on me and we're sitting on the shed and like it's a beautiful day. And it just to me felt like, wow, like this is nice. This is a happy moment. Like if I could have every day like this where I can go sit outside somewhere like with my dog and just have like the world open with the sunshine and nature. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
You are such a hippie.
I am not a hippie.
You are a total hippie. All right. Next question. That was a good answer.
Thank you.
What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
What does deplore mean?
It means what do you leave? What do you
remember?
Like?
Smartest person in the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Smartest person in the room, sadly. What do you hate most about yourself?
About myself?
Yes.
I think too much. I am just one of those.
I would have never guessed that about you.
Well played.
Thank you.
I overthink everything.
You're an overthinker? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to worry a lot about stuff.
Yeah, and I just create elaborate stories in my head, and it's the death of me.
I stress about stuff that is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is a weird one. What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
I don't know. Okay.
Like honesty. Yeah. You know, you're virtue. You're virtuous.
That's overrated?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I know it's not like a virtue, but like when people are like nice.
Oh, you know, I feel like that. I would say, like, you know, we could the way we could modify it is, like, what personality trait that people have do you think is overrated? And I think you're right because I think you should just
be honest. I think you should be. You should always be. Too many people are just, oh, but I didn't want to be mean. But it's like they're gonna get more mad at you when they find out what you said to them was a lie.
That's right. Don't lie. So honesty. You feel is overrated.
No, honesty. He's not overrated. It's the opposite of honesty, being too nice and just.
So you're saying like lying for the sake of to spare someone's
feelings.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay.
It is what it is. The truth comes out no matter what.
That is true.
So you might as well, you know, hold on to your like credibility and stuff like that and just be honest. And
are you ready for this one? Here's a happy question. What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
Watching Battlestar Galactica.
I hate you. the greatest show of all time. Where would you most like to live?
New Orleans.
You'd be perfect there.
I would. The Big Easy. Not in that way.
Hello. the Crescent City, they call it. What is your current state of mind?
All over the place.
Yeah, you're fun today.
I'm always all over the place.
And the last question, what is your motto?
My motto?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a motto.
If you had to have one, what would it be?
God, these are all very hard questions.
Yeah, they're not easy.
They're not. I don't know.
You want to do a Cosmo quiz after this?
Right.
Like a little palate cleanser.
Have you had the best orgasm?
Yes.
Okay, good, Mario. I'm proud of you.
Sam.
I don't know. If I had a motto, I don't think I could have a motto that I would want because I don't live by it. It would be like, don't freak out. Like, don't overthink things.
I will tell you the best advice I ever got, and I would have to say that if I had a personal motto, aside from I regret nothing, it would be what my brother told me one time, and that was think with your head and not with your heart. I would probably have to say that's my motto.
That's good though. That saves you from a lot of crap.
Certainly does. It's come in handy on more than one occasion.
Right.
So, big ups to my brother. Do people still say big ups?
We do now.
We're back.
Big ups and low ups. And small downs.
Yeah, you have had some ups and downs, but you know what? You're always one of those people that you do, I'll talk to you sometimes and you'll get bummed out about stuff. You'll be
for sure.
You'll be in the middle of
transitions in
or
life.
Or you'll really be overthinking, but you always tend to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you really you're usually a really positive. You're not negative to be around.
That is one thing that I try, like, no matter what mood and stuff I'm in, I don't want to be mean to other people, and I don't want to hurt, like, other people just because I'm in a bad mood. Because
you're feeling, you don't want to bring somebody else down.
Yeah, because, like, I already feel like crap, you know? Like, why the hell would I want anyone else to feel like
crap?
As
the great Duke Ellington wrote, why anyone would tear the seams of anyone's dreams is over my head.
Because people are dicks.
That is true. Yeah. That is why you hate people.
I do. I hate them so much.
Yeah. I find myself, like, now that I'm older... really
appreciating solitude.
Yeah, and not that I don't love my family. I love hanging out with my family, but there's just moments.
Yeah,
where you need time to yourself,
and that's how I feel because I think because I get those times to myself, mm-hmm. I appreciate when me and the family do hang out. You know what I mean? It makes it more like, yes, this is awesome. Like the whole family's together. Yeah.
I think as human beings, I don't think there's any. There's any selfishness in wanting to be alone from time to time, especially in the midst of you're going to school and you're having a relationship and you're doing all this stuff. And so you need that time to, sometimes you just need time to decompress. That's why I love being in my car. I like being
driving,
in my car by myself.
It's so therapeutic.
Driving always does that for me. Driving
blasting up the tunage.
Word. Is that what the kids say now? They say word
to your mother.
All right. Let's jump into this. We watched, it's time for our weekly Trek Up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, normally, Caitlin Spain would be here to do the weekly Trek Up, but she had another commitment today, so she could not make it. But I informed Jessica this morning, I sent her, she said, send me the address.
I'm good at last minute work.
She said, send me the address. And I said, you know, I should have had you watch a Star Trek episode. Darn it. You're like, is it on Netflix? Yes. Okay. I'll do it right now. So thank you. So we are on episode, I believe it's episode 9.
It was episode Miri. 9.
It's called Miri. And so the whole story is they beam down to a planet that's like Earth. They never explain
why. It's a duplicate of
They never
Earth,
explain
they
why
said.
It's a duplicate, though, do they?
They do not because, they never. They just are like, it's a complete duplicate of Earth.
That is.
Oxygen and nitrogen. Yeah. And then, when they looked at it, it was the United States, and that's when they said it was, a duplicate of Earth.
But I don't know why they – why was – I don't understand.
I don't understand either because it was like it was a whole separate Earth to begin with. There were people
They never explained if they colonized it to make it be like Earth.
Yeah, it was, like made specifically to be a duplicate of Earth because they made it just seem like it was a whole other Earth and they just decided to start doing these experiments.
Yeah, so they beam down to this planet, which is in the little town they beam into looks suspiciously like Mayberry because it is. Do you watch Andy Griffith? That was
it was the studio lot. Universal Studios.
It was the Mayberry lot. So they actually just like make it look like it's gone through the apocalypse. Yeah. And they beam down and they find this a gentleman who is
looks like a zombie.
Looks like a zombie, has the mind of a child, and dies right in front of them.
Tragic.
And then they come to find out that the planet is inhabited.
He got mad about a tricycle.
Yeah.
Let's throw that out there.
The town is inhabited solely by children. And they slowly come to find out that these children are in fact, they had been experimented upon.
They're like 300 years old.
They age 100 years.
For every month.
For every month they live. Oh, I'm sorry. Reverse that.
Yeah.
For every 100 years is like a month to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they all get a disease upon entering puberty that kills them because it accelerates their metabolism to the point where they basically live the rest of their lives.
They start getting that tingling feeling,
and then they die. And then they die. They actually live the last. So as much as time has slowed down for them, the rest of their life is lived out over the matter of course of a few weeks because their metabolism mm-hmm. changes and it burns.
They basically grow drastically.
They die out and they burn out and die. And then so what happens is now everybody's infected and they can't get back to the ship. So it's a race
except
against
for
time.
Spock, but he's got that green blood.
He's got the green blood. But it is. He would also be marooned there just because.
Because he didn't want to contaminate the ship.
Exactly.
He is a carrier.
He's a carrier. He's also a caring individual. Thank you, Spock. And so the whole gist of the show is Kirk trying to convince the children that he's there to help them, and they don't trust.
They beat him up.
They do. They don't.
He's bloody.
They don't trust grown-ups, or as they are called in the show.
Groups?
Grups. Bonk, bonk.
Shut up.
Yeah. Did you recognize one of the little boys in the he's the bonk bonk kid, the kid that wants to be the teacher. He played Dill in To Kill a Mockingbird. He was the Gem and Scout's little cousin from Atlanta.
You hear that? It sounded like a bell.
Yeah, the ship's bell off of the – we're over here by the docks. I gotta get out to my longshoreman's gig right after this.
Good money.
So what did you, it is, if you can get into the union, you gotta wait forever to get in that union.
It's crazy though.
Season 2 of The Wire deals with that. You should watch that. Did you ever see The Wire?
Nah.
Everybody from Walking Dead, everybody that's on Walking Dead right now was in The Wire at one time. Like,
shut up.
Oh yeah. Like the priest, he was one of the cops on The Wire.
No, I'm okay.
What? Watch The Wire.
I just want to see my Walking Dead people. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, it is funny when you see him turn up, Bob. Bob was on Walking Dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, poor Bob. Boy, we didn't really get into the season, but I just wanted to make sure that you liked it, and I thought it was good. And poor Bob. Poor Bob.
Star Trek.
Dun, 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 dun.
I love the intro music. I love it. Like, I was just like, yeah, it's so like. Dun, 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 dun.
So what, have you watched any of the classic series before? Or had,
not that I like remember.
So what did you think, like first impression of watching it, were you.
Loved the music.
Was it, you are a fan of soundtracks.
I am.
You've proven it with your iTunes collection there.
Yeah, right.
How did you feel watching it? Is it something like you watched that episode, would you watch another one?
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what it's about and stuff like that. But to me, watching this episode, I never fully comprehended. Like, it is like they're just on the Oregon Trail. And
that's really what it is.
Yeah, they're looking for, like, inhabitants and stuff.
They're exploring.
Yeah.
The point of the show is not, let's run around and blow stuff up. It's
for research.
Yeah.
And they're like, 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes you got to use your phaser. let's be honest. Sometimes you got to punch a zombie when he's trying to steal your tricycle.
Sometimes.
Did you like the way Kirk just jumps right into like, I'm going to punch this guy?
Yeah. Kirk, he was a handsome devil.
He was back in the day.
He was.
He was a good looking
guy.
And
I love how like suave he was in that too. Like
when he's hitting on the 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's really like 300.
Miri really loved you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
That was so uncomfortable the way they were really.
Yeah, then he's just like. Because it looked almost like he loved her. He's like, but I'm not into older women.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it was really uncomfortable.
Oh, Captain. Like, What?
You know, her, the woman who played the yeoman, her story is really tragic.
The blonde?
The blonde.
Dude, I could not get over the fact that her hair looked like a weaved basket.
Yeah, yeah, the weaved basket.
What that's the frick was that?
That was 60s, man.
Look at my legs.
Yeah, yeah, I try to get you to look at my legs all the time.
God, you're a floos.
You know what's funny is as open-minded as Star Trek is about, like, you didn't see it much in this episode, but you have Uhura and Sulu. Save this multicultural crew. So as forward-thinking as the show was, as far as that was concerned, still very rooted in 60s as far as, like, the way the women
are.
The
I Dream of Jeannie look. Yeah. The way the
women
hair,
are portrayed. And just
the,
like,
short skirts with the, like, long.
Yeah, and they're jealous of, you know, she's jealous of Captain Kirk. And it's, you know, the women are just prone to, like, these emotions.
Oh, we just throw ourselves at you gentlemen.
And the men, like, have, like, the men have these, like, fits where, like, well, you do it then. Like, well, you know, you take a crack at it. And all Yeoman Ren gets to do is cry. She, like, breaks that thing. And she's like, ah, and runs off.
Yeah. She has such womanly emotions.
Yeah, it's like everything else has progressed except women are still somehow back in, like, you just so said, correct. Like you just said, yeah. Like it's like Gone with the Wind. Like she's like, I have the vapors.
Yeah. Like what the hell?
Yeah,
they were no a lot like that because I'm like, why? You got to show them your legs. Yeah. Who cares if he notices?
I try to get you to look at my legs.
Be like, you are on an Enterprise examining planet.
Yeah, what are you, girl?
Why do you care if the captain sees your legs, yeah, fool?
What ended up happening with the rumors are what happened with the actress, Grace Lee Whitney, is that, like, there was a studio executive who made, like, advances and she turned him down.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, she got booted off the show.
Jeez.
That's the rumor. And then after that, she kind of had, like, a rough road where she was, like, she got, like, addicted to pills and stuff like that.
She had a weaved basket on her head, Mario.
She's still alive. She's still around. She does, like, the Star Trek conventions and stuff. She's doing fine now. But, like, that was, like, a big thing. You didn't talk about it in those days. It was just, like, the guy was, like, yeah. But she was already, I think she had two kids. A lot of the kids in that scene where they're all
were
in the room.
Were their kids?
Yeah, it was, like, Shatner's kids was one of them.
Jeez.
I think she's the one that's, like, standing on the... One of them, I think Gene Roddenberry's kids, like the director's kids, like they were all part of the kid group. Yeah, one of the little
the
girls.
The Lord of the Flies group.
They were a little Lord of the Flies society.
It was really
But
weird.
I liked that their little leader who hadn't, he looked like he was 30, but he supposedly hadn't hit puberty yet.
He was real, like, to me, I was almost like, I don't want you to grow up because you're going to be one of those weird, like, rapey people who has, like, toy trains in his, like, basement. He had that creepy, like, real suspicious look to him.
I forgot his name, but he was a character actor. I think he may, I believe he died under some strange circumstances.
A train set accident?
But, yeah, he had a very, like an elfish look to him, I think I want to say.
Okay, I know you're not a big fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but he looks like the, like, I think they're called, like, McBoyles. Watch.
Well, who are the McBoyles?
I'm just gonna...
Michael J. Pollard was the actor, and, oh, no, he's still alive.
Good for him. He made it.
I thought he was dead. Yeah, he... You know what? I don't know who I was thinking of. His big movie was... He was in Bonnie and Clyde. He was, like, the little sidekick. Bonnie and Clyde. But he's... I thought he had passed away. I don't know why I thought he died.
They're McPoyle brothers. Here. Just tell me you don't get this essence. Like... Here, I'll let you pick... No, I'm just going to give this to you. Look.
Oh, kind of. Kind of.
Yeah.
Very, very kind of. Yeah, right, for
they
sure.
They have that weird, like, I'm tan yet pasty look.
Yeah, he was, I forgot, he was the bum in, Scrooge. Did you ever see Scrooge?
Which one?
Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
No. He was in that. He was in House of a Thousand Corpses. With
corpses.
Rob Zombie. I couldn't say that.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
House of a Thousand Corpses. Yeah.
So many corpses.
It was a it was a strange little episode because you just had the... But again, with Star Trek, exploring interesting ideas like the, you know, because that's obviously a thing where like, because I started thinking, man, what if I only aged a month every 100 years? And then you just think, man, after a while, you'd just be like, you would be like,
I'd be fucking bored.
Yeah. After a while, you'd be like, you're like, you know what? Life is long enough as it is.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm like, how many more years do I have to go around wondering if Jimmy's going to hold my hand?
Can you imagine school, if a month is 100 years?
Well, how they said they were bringing in like teachers and stuff. Those teachers are going to die by the end. Like, no, for real though, they're going to die by the time they even reach like the next grade.
This was one of the few episodes where the red shirts don't die. They usually set, they beam the red shirts down.
Yeah.
They made it. The kids didn't kill them.
The security.
But what I was cracking up. Okay, so they snuck in and stole the communicators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Security guys.
Security!
They had to have their communicators because Kirk was talking to them. So why didn't they just use one of their communicators to talk to the
ship? Because they're the muscle.
But they had to have the communicators, right?
They don't have a brain. They are the muscle.
Well, Kirk should have been like, hey, give me your cell phone.
He was too busy being a gorgeous blonde hitting on 14-year-olds.
He was a handsome dude, good old Bill Shatner. Overall, what did you rate the episode?
Because I've never like really paid attention to other episodes.
Yeah. What did you like? So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it?
I'd put it at like a 7.
Yeah.
Like, cause I would probably watch.
Well, next time you come on, we'll have you watch it again.
Thanks.
But who knows what episode it'll be on.
Dun, dun, dun. Better not be on that Next Generation stuff.
I was never a big fan of Next Generation. I know that's
X-Men. What is that? Because the guy, the bald guy.
Oh! It took me a second. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the bald guy, Xavier.
Talking about Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
You're talking about Ian McKellen's best friend?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the pictures they take together?
Yeah.
They're like best buddies and hang out.
They wear their cute shirts and stuff like that. They're freaking fantastic.
Like hang out everywhere and go everywhere. These two just like stately old British guys. Just like
they're fucking cool.
They are. They're pretty cool. And what did you drizzle? What is that? Oh, I got a House Stark.
And no, I put Star Trek, but read the bottom.
It says I have to pee.
Yeah, I have to pee.
Okay, do you have to pee really badly?
Like super bad.
Oh, I like that movie. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to wrap it up, Jessica.
Okay. Always wrap it up.
Thank you for coming in on short notice.
You're welcome. You thank me, but I apologize to the world who listens to this.
Why? You did a good job.
Nonsense.
It was fun. Sometimes you have to do one of these.
Maybe you should just title it Nonsense.
I'm going to title it Bonk Bonk. I'm going to title it Hasta la Vida.
Hasta la Vida! Yes!
That's what I'm going to title it. So,
yes.
So I'm going to give my usual sign off. I'm going to give this transmission ends now. But do you want to give your final Hasta la Vida to the people out there?
I don't know if it would mean as much if I did it right now.
All right. Okay. Well, then we will.
Just parting words. Everyone have a glorious day.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the best for most people out there.
I wish nothing but the best for you. Thank you, Alanis.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay. So for Jessica P.
You're welcome, America.
I'm gonna see how long I can drag this out just to make you have to pee even more.
I'll just go right
on
here.
A scale of 1 to 10, where are you?
My pee right now is like really, it's at like a 6.
All right, so we'll get you out of here.
But it can quickly escalate. It's one of those that's just like, pew, then you gotta go.
Let me drink this.
We
really
have a 10 on our hands.
Let me drink. I hope you don't have it on your hands. Let's drink this really slowly right in front of you.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that earlier.
Oh, your Coke thing.
God, I'm so mad. I hated it. That's the reason why I hate people.
Let's put a pin in that. And next time we come back, we'll talk about why Coke is bad for you and why you hate everybody.
I just hate everybody.
So, see, that's a great teaser. So for Jessica P., for Renee, for everyone here at Undercity, until next time, this transmission ends now.